4YCI, radio check.
KO4HKX, hey Bill.
Hey, so when, on my end, when you get off of the radio, you're coming in there pretty good. But then when you get off, I hear a bunch of roaring sound like the, I don't know what.
It's probably the squelch tail dropping and just a little bit of open carrier there. Radio, are you on?
ICOM 5100.
You probably need to turn the squelch up a little bit. You see where the volume knob is, the knob, the big knob behind the volume knob. Turn it up just a little bit when it does that.
Telling me that I was doing it and you have solved the dilemma.
You have to tweak that from time to time when you get a lot of interference. So just keep that in mind.
Come down and sell a tool or two today?
Done a little bit, yeah.
What I have to do is I'm going to have to take that, and I probably already told you this, but I'm going to have to mount the Yaesu 120 onto a mast, and then to the attachment that's going to be attaching it to the mast, I'm going to hook up some radials, and I think I have to hook up like 8 that are 8 feet long and 8 that are longer for to cover all the bands. Does that sound about right to you?
Those things you'll kind of have to experiment with. I would start out with the four of them, however long you want them, and see how it does, and then go from there. It's one of those just to kind of experiment. Experimentation is your best friend.
One thing, though, today, I am actually qualified to be the a radio advisor at Gigaparts, because I called and asked them a question, and they didn't have any idea what I was talking about, and I, too, am that kind of smart when it comes to this kind of stuff.
If you stay in the hobby and put any effort into it at all, you will learn as you go, because to me, that license, that's what it was, is a license to learn.
My guy, Phil, told me, he said, yeah, you'll get the license, but then you're going to start learning things.
He is correct. You'll learn something all the time if you actually push your boundaries and try to learn, just like with the antennas. That's one of the ones where you can experiment the most.
I decided to go with the whole dipole thing. Would I have to shorten and lengthen the antenna each time I decided to change bands with that, or would I just have to tune it to the band I was on?
There again, it depends on the antenna. I use a MCOM Chameleon 3. It's, you know, it's a couple hundred feet per well. What is it? About 240 feet long. So, and it tunes, I can tune it all the way from 6 meter to 160 on that 1991A.
50 megahertz, and what is the frequency? What's the frequency on 160 meter?
1.8, somewhere in there.
Is it the lower the frequency, the closer in it is, or how does that work?
For me, the bigger the number, the band number, the smaller the frequency number. That's the way I remember it. It goes down as you go down in bands, like 6 meters, 50 meg, 160 is, you know, 1.8, let's just call it. That's just the way I remember it.
You set up this thing that you were talking about setting up where we would go on high frequency if we lost all the repeaters. Have you got any idea where you'd probably want to go with that on which band?
Experiment to what we can make communication on and what time of day, different conditions. At nighttime, a lot of times the 80 meters will work for close in like this, but during the daytime, not so much. It's experimentation and didn't have that ahead of time.
All right. Well, I'm in the middle of traffic coming down 29, heading back towards Simpsonville. It's raining and it's getting a little tight, so I'm going to put this down and everything. As usual, it's always good to talk to you, sir, and thanks for the help on the 146010 so that I can hear you without any rushing sounds. KF4HKX, KQ4YCI, I am clear and monitoring.
Hey, Fletcher, good to talk to you this afternoon, and maybe we'll catch up later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
KO4HKX, KB4CBA.
Hope you're having a good day, or had a good day.
Well, I did, and I hope you did too. I imagine you are headed to the house, and I'm headed to play some tennis. We're going to be inside, of course, but at least I'll get to play once today. I was scheduled for 10:30, but yeah, that just didn't work out.
At least you're getting to play, like you said. And right now, I'm getting ready to stop and buy some go-go juice for this excursion here, so I'm going to jump out of here, but good to hear you, and you be careful going to play tennis, and maybe I'll catch you later this afternoon or evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Well, fill that thing up. I don't know what your mileage is. I think I get about, I don't know, 16, 17 miles a gallon around town. It's not anything to jump up and down about. Oh, me. But I knew it when I bought it, so there you go. Have a good one. 73's KP4CPA.